Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over, over there. Okay, gang, the joint is officially open, and this is Ken Carpenter making the weekly report to the AEF. Well, the House of Command Performance is doing rush business internationally, filling orders from Uncle Sam's fighting reps at all battle stations and from our friends in the Allied Nations. And if you're interested in making a deal for a certain star or a favorite tune, just write to the Home Office, Command Performance Special Service, Los Angeles, USA. We deal in all kinds of entertainment, boogie-woogie, symphony, and corny. Also, jokes slightly used, new, and stale, so don't delay right today. And coming through the swinging doors right now to make the first sale is our vice president in charge of sheet music and head man in the talk department. With his harmony advisors, the Charioteers, it's a swell new tune called What's the Good Word, Mr. Bluebird. Your master of ceremonies, Bob Crosby.
What's the good word, Mr. Bluebird? Did you bring a song to cheer me up today? Give me your word, Mr. Bluebird. Did you come to tell me everything's okay? I've been blue because there was no letter. Seeing you has made me feel much better. What's the good word, Mr. Bluebird? Before you fly away,
what's the good word, Mr. Bluebird?
Did you bring a song to cheer me up today?
Mr. Bluebird, won't you give me your word? Just your good word.
Did you come to tell me everything's okay?
Everything's okay. I've been blue because there's been no letter.
Waiting for some V-mail from a pretty female.
Now I feel much better.
What's the good word?
Make me know it.
Mr. Bluebird.
Bluebird.
Before you fly away.
Mr. Bluebird,
before you fly away.
Well, thank you, Charioteers. Man, what a quartet. What range. Wider range than a Navy patrol bomber. I'll show you. Here's their tenor, Wilfred Williams. Wilfred, say something cute.
Are you the Mr. Crosby what's suing the stock?
Well, on behalf of my little round brother, Bing, I'm ignoring that crack. And here's their bass, Howard Daniels.
See you later, Mr. Crosby. I'm wanted on the telephone.
You know, if he sang with Amos and Andy, Andy'd come out soprano, huh? Thanks again, Charioteers, and hello, fellas. Greetings to Tech 5 Livingston at 704, the medics in Barracks 4 at 937, and to Private Jack Roberts, who wants a knocked-out solid jive band. Hello, Mickey Finn at 3614, and Lieutenant Colonel Bill Bailey of Bellingham, now in England, and Private McClung and the Sun-Baked Yanks at 846. And Pete, we'll talk to Nan Wynn for you. And James K. Marsh, that March 30 letter that you wrote us in care of Wellington, New Zealand, well, that goes on page one of our scrapbook. And we're putting the scrapbook in a gold frame. And howdy to Skiatook Jack Blake and the mob at 580. And the Hermits in Tent 10 with our Navy down that-a-way, sort of Southwest Pacific. But I can't answer all this mail in one take, so let's see what's cooking in the boogie-woogie division. Only the best, that's all. Fellas, you've been sweating out this famous band, and here they are in person. The Boogie-Woogie King digging Dance of the Gremlins. It's Count Basie and his orchestra.
Thank you.
man, Count, that was terrific. Who wrote that?
I wrote it, Bob.
Man, it must be tough writing that boogie-woogie. How'd you do it?
Oh, I just get me a fountain pen. And you know the little gadget where you fill the pen?
Yeah.
Well, I yank it up, and the ink squirts all over the page. And I play the squirts.
Well, you load up and hurry back. And thanks again, Count Basie. Next, command performance would like words with Jimmy Wakely and the Rough Riders. Front and center, Jimmy Wakely. Howdy there, partner. I'm a rootin' tootin' Texas Bob Crosby, and I reckon as how I'm sure right glad to meet up with you all.
Thank you, Mr. Crosby. It definitely is a pleasure to be here on command performance, and I know that I speak for each member of my musical aggregation.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Ain't you the Jimmy Wakely who makes all the records of Western and Hillbilly tunes?
Yes, that assumption is quite accurate, Mr. Crosby.
The same Jimmy Wakely all the guys asked to play Boots and Saddles?
I believe you are correct again, sir.
And where the dickens did you hide your accent?
Well, Bob will tell you. The Rough Riders and me, we played them Western tunes so darn long in Carnegie Hall. We plumb near forget sometimes how to speak real English.
I see. Well, fellas, here's the tune that plays Home Sweet Home on the heartstrings of every American. That takes every Westerner back to the USA. Jimmy Wakely and the Rough Riders in Boots and Saddles.
Take me back to my boots and saddles. Let me see that general store. Let me ride the range once more. Give me my boots and saddle. Let me ramble along the prairie. Ooh. Roping steers on old Bar X with my buddy Slim and Tex. Give me my boots and saddle. Got a hankering to be with a banjo on my knee, strumming a pretty Western tune. There's a gal in Cherokee, and she's waiting there for me, waiting beneath the Texas moon. So take me back to my booth and saddle. Greet each blazing morn on the ranch where I was born. Give me my boots and saddle.
Some more from Jimmy Wakely and the Rough Riders in a minute. Fellas, you've written hundreds of letters to command performance asking for the Charioteers, and they've played your big show about as often as anybody in the entertainment business, proving that your enjoyment of them and their regard for you add up to an even money bet. Tonight, the Charioteers sing Glory Road, and all of you, like Sergeant Ed Cox at APO 868 and Burn 4 and the music clique of Pier 11, who've asked for them over and over again, can know that they're singing it especially for you. Glory Road will probably do things to you, for it's, well, it's that kind of a song. But take my word for it, this can be a lasting addition to the halls of great music. Here are the Charioteers doing Glory Road.
Glory road, oh, the glory road.
when I drop my load up from the glory road. I lay on my bed until 1 o'clock, and the Lord comes a-calling all his faithful flock. And he called a woo-wee, and he called a woo-wee. And I knowed that the Savior was a-calling me. And he called a woo-wee, and he called a woo-wee. And I cried, Master Jesus, called in me, and he called a woo-wee, and he called a woo-wee, and I rise up from my pallet and I cry, hey. Said, brother, in a call you price, ride along behind me up to paradise on the glory road, glory road, glory road, glory road, glory road. Climbs up to the saddle and a giant.
The horse was longer than 1,000 miles.
His tail went lashing and his hoofs was wild.
His mane was flaming and his eyes was moon.
And his mouth kept a singing hallelujah tunes. The Lord said,
brother, why don't you look around?
And there we was flying over rising ground.
Powerful hills and mountains too.
And earth and the people was a drop from view. But I hear all about me how the spirit sang. And the Lord sang louder than the whole shebang. The Lord said,
brother, why don't you look again?
And there was the devil on the back of sin, a banging on his critter with his whip and gold, and bound his one to catch us on the glory road.
Oh, Lord, it's the devil coming straight from hell. I can tell him by the roaring and the brimstone smell.
But the Lord said,
brother, he didn't catch me yet.
And he lashed and he hustled and he loosed a bit.
And the devil creep closer, and I heard him yell, I'll want to catch a sinner for the roast in hell.
And I cried, Lord, save me. And the Lord cried, show. It was him, and we shut the door.
Glory.
Glory. How the angels sang. They shout and they holler and they beat the drum. King Solomon kissed me and his 1,000 wives, just like they'd known me doing all their lives. And the Lord said,
brother, have a grandstand seat, for the spectators are hungry, have a bite to eat.
And the ravens fed me and Elijah prayed, and the saved ones scattered while the organ played. And it cried, oh sinner, come and lose your load on the glory road, on the glory road. Says the Lord,
no sinner, you must travel back.
Yes, Lord.
You must travel back to help homeowners up the glory track.
Yes, Lord.
To help homeowners and the scoffers too.
Yes, Lord.
By shouting loud hallelujah too.
Hallelujah. Oh, come, my brother, won't you drop your load and ride to heaven up the glory road, glory road, glory road.
Lord.
Our thanks to the charioteers. Doing a bit of globetrotting for a second, we'll drop in on a British soldier named Joy, who hears command performance on a 4-valve set in Colombo, Ceylon, and H.E. Watling, also of the Tommies, and George's Bob Hereford, now at 925. Thanks to Edward Rex May at Christchurch in New Zealand, who gives command a knee-buckling pat on the back. Hello to Corporal A.M. Wood and that Australian signal unit on New Guinea. Mel Hodges at 986. You know Francis Langford's touring army camps with that old ski snoot Bob Hope, but she's due back in a few weeks. Hi there, Private Novinger and the Fortress Boys at 634. And Pete Dersh and Jim Wade, too, while we're up there. Harold Cox and pals at 953. Well, Milwaukee is in there pitching. And Wisconsin and Grand Avenue are storing up confetti for the day you get home. Sarge Monroe Smith, Jr., I hope that you heard Marian Anderson singing for you on command performance. And we're hitting every APO and FPO number on planet Earth with another big tune dug deep and sent solid by William the Count Basie. Count it out, Brother Basie. Thanks to Count Basie and your whole orchestra for another big command performance. And moving the mic away from the number one gentleman of jive, we're setting up shop in front of those ever-loving Rough Riders again. This deal goes on the beam for the Richardsons at South Island, New Zealand, where cowboy music is hot stuff like it is in New York City. For Top Kick Charlie Kohlenberg and the whole gang at 882. For Private Don McClary with the Marine Aviation Engineers. And for Corporal Eddings and his good friend Charlie Stump in the Southwest Pacific. For hundreds of thousands of you everywhere, here's that tune you've been waiting for, the Wabash Cannonball.
From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, she climbs high in the mountains, up hills and by the shore. She's mighty tall and handsome, she's known quite well by all. Regular combination of the Wabash Cannonball. Play a tech, boy. Jingle, the rumble, and the roar as she glides along the woodland to the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear the lonesome hobo's call, traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball. ¶¶ Here's to Daddy Claxton, may his name forever stand. Always be remembered in the state of Alabama. His earthly race is over and the curtains round him fall. We'll carry him home to victory on the Wabash Cannonball.
Well, that takes care of the Rough Riders' contribution to command performance, and pretty handsomely, too. Thanks again, Jimmy Wakely. And now, proving that I ain't going to be a talking man for this whole half hour, I've got the charioteers on mic sort of wedged in between me and the studio audience to ward off any stray eggs, and we're taking off on one of your old-time favorites, good old Kentucky Babe. Jane Sherman, touch off those sharps and flats, huh?
Skeeter's hammer hummin' on the honeysuckle vine.
Sleep, Kentucky babe.
Sandman hammer coming to this little babe of mine.
Sleep, Kentucky babe.
Silvery moon I'm shining in the heavens up above. Bobolincum pining for his little lady love.
You is mighty lucky, babe of old Kentucky. Close your eyes in sleep, oh. Fly away.
Oh, fly away. Fly away, Kentucky babe. Fly away to rest.
Fly away.
Lay your little curly head on your mammy's
weren't for a little thing called time, we'd like to run old command performance right around the clock. But the clock has us on the run, and in radio, same as ladies' stockings, when you gotta run, you gotta run. Ouch. Give me another chance, huh? Anyway, we're definitely on the grateful side in regard to this half hour with you. And we'll be catching up with you again next week for another go at those great letters rolling into our big show. And this is Bob Crosby speaking for everybody on command performance, saying the best of the best to the AEF. And so long from the USA.
And this is Ken Carpenter snapping a latch and adding that command performance is arranged through the cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee and is produced for you men of the Armed Forces of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.